Good evening, and welcome to our Good Friday service. My name is Rob Keparutis, and I'm one of the pastors at Terra Nova Church in Troy, New York. Thank you for joining us for our Good Friday service. This year's service definitely looks different than our usual service does, but only because we are not gathering together physically. In some ways, this video allows you to take some much-needed extended time to pause the video in between stations and reflect on the meaning of Christ's sacrifice in a much deeper way. Our prayer is that you would stop, that you would listen, and that you would contemplate Christ's death, that you would feel the weight of how Christ died for each one of us, for you and for me. Tonight, we will take the next 45 minutes to walk through the stations of the cross. You will have time at each station to pause, to contemplate what Christ did for you, and to look inside at your own desperate heart. And when the service is complete, don't rush into the next thing. Take a few moments to wait and let it all sink in. Then talk to somebody, whether that be in person or on the phone or a video chat. Share what the Lord has done. Let us pray this prayer together as we begin.
O Christ, who forsook no one, but was forsaken by the closest of friends, and who committed no crime, yet was sentenced to a criminal's death, we enter your presence in awe and adoration. On this day, centuries ago, you could have saved your life, but you refused to betray the purpose for which you had been born. You had come into the world to love God and neighbor as yourself. This was the love for which you had been created. And when that love required you to shoulder a cross, you summoned the strength to bear it. Today, O Christ, as we sing, pray, and read of the cross, teach us its meaning once again, and help us to take up our cross and follow you. Amen.
He grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not.
Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all.
Follow Christ to the holy mountain. Sin is sorry and wrecked by the fall. Cleanse your heart and your soul in the fountain that flows for you and for me and for all. At the wonderful, tragic, mysterious street, on that beautiful scandal, this night, you and me. most scandalous night you and me were atoned by his blood and forever washed white on the beautiful scandalous night at the wonderful, tragic, mysterious tree on that beautiful scandalous night you and me were atoned by his blood and forever washed white on the beautiful scandalous night.
Pilate had Jesus flogged with a lead-tipped whip. The soldiers made a crown of long, sharp thorns and put it on his head, and they put a royal purple robe on him. "Hail, King of the Jews!" they mocked, and they hit him with their fists.
Pilate went outside again and said to the people, "I am going to bring him out to you now, but understand clearly that I find him not guilty." Then Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said, "Here is the man!"
When they saw him, the leading priests and temple guards began shouting,
"Crucify! Crucify! Crucify!"
"You crucify him," Pilate said. "I find him not guilty."
The Jewish leaders replied, "By our laws, he ought to die because he called himself the Son of God."
When Pilate heard this, he was more frightened than ever. He took Jesus back into the headquarters again and asked him, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave no answer.
"You won't talk to me?" Pilate demanded. "Don't you realize that I have the power to release you or to crucify you?"
Then Jesus said, "You would have no power over me at all, unless it were given to you from above. So the one who brought me to you has the greater sin."
Then Pilate tried to release him, but the Jewish leaders told him, "If you release this man, you are not a friend of Caesar. Anyone who declares himself a king is a rebel against Caesar."
When they said this, Pilate brought Jesus out to them again. Then Pilate sat down on the judgment seat on the platform that is called the Stone Pavement. It was about noon of the day of preparation for the Passover, and Pilate said to the people, "Here is your king!
Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!"
"What? Crucify your king?" Pilate asked.
"We have no king but Caesar," the leading priests shouted back.
Then Pilate gave Jesus to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus and led him away.
Carrying a cross by himself, Jesus went to the place called Skull Hill.
He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Let us pray together. Lord Jesus, as you stumble with the weight of my sin, forgive me for not believing you love me forgive me. For not believing you were present, forgive me. For not believing you would act on my behalf, forgive me. For not seeing you as you are, you have not forsaken me. I have forsaken you.
Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying,
Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel.
The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too.
A man named Simon, who was from Cyrene, was coming in from the country just then, and they forced him to carry Jesus' cross.
And Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke fits perfectly, and the burden I give you is light."
Sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let a rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame, and all who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home, you're not too. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. There's hope for the hopeless and all those who've strayed. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary and rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can cure. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can cure. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame, and all who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home, you're not too. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are, and come as you were, and fall in his arms, and come as you are. And there's joy for the morning, O sinner, be still. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken,
Yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God for his own sins. We move to a time of asking God for his mercy, prayers historically known as Kyrie Eleison, Lord have mercy. And the response to tonight's reading, which you'll be able to share with other members of the congregation, is Lord, be merciful to us. We meet tonight, Lord, at the foot of your cross, as inhabitants of one world, as those who have inflicted wounds on one another.
Lord, be merciful to us.
As those who deny justice to others.
Lord, be merciful to us.
As those who put our trust in power.
Lord, be merciful to us.
As those who are greedy.
Lord, be merciful to us.
As those who put others on trial.
Lord, be merciful to us.
As those who are afraid of the world's torment.
Lord, be merciful to us.
Amen.
And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused this pain? For me who him to death pursued? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Condemnation now I dread. alive in him, my living hand. And clothed in righteousness divine.
Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if men do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?
They may trip seven times, but each time they will rise again. But one calamity is enough to lay the wicked low. Let us pray together. Lord, I stumble many times. The weight of my sin seems too much to bear. But you have endured the shame and weight of sin. Teach me to bear my burden, to find strength in you, and to follow on the path you have created for me.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing love. The Father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out. dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything. No gifts, no power, no but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all the pain of searing loss. The Father turns His face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to
They took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom.
"Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scriptures might be fulfilled, which said, "They divided my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing."
So this is what the soldiers did.
They crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews."
Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and the sign was written Aramaic, Latin, and Greek. The chief priests of the Jews protested to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be King of the Jews."
Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written."
From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him."
And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. The tombs broke open and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. and came out of the tombs.
When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God."
Now it was the day of preparation, and the next day was to be a special Sabbath, because the Jews did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath. They asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down.
The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus, and then those of the other. But when they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. The man who saw it had given testimony, and his testimony is true. He knows that he tells the truth, and he testifies so that you also may believe.
These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And as another scripture says, they will look on the one they have pierced.
When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. And were you there when they crucified my Lord? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. And were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they laid him in a tomb? Or were you there? Sometimes I feel like shouting glory. Sometimes I feel like shouting glory. And were you there when they laid him in a tomb?